From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, work us through what happened.
Well, the situation is what I would describe as dynamic, Mike. It's quite fluid. So we're in a very different situation now than when we were when we closed our trading session yesterday. So 12 hours is a very long time in markets at the moment. So for a bit of fun, Mike, should we recap yesterday?
Yeah, why not?
We started with what I would call a melt-up in the oil price. Now, I talk about Brent crude. There are other measures. But when I sat down to make some notes yesterday afternoon, the price was over $120 a barrel. So at one point, that was a 25% move in one day, which had followed a 28% lift last week. And the price had already jumped 16% in January. You may, of course, remember, Mike, last week we talked about saying oil was the main mechanism of transmission of this mess into the global economy. So what we saw yesterday was a historically significant move. It ranked right up there with the spike we saw in response to things like the Ukraine conflict, the elevated price spike we saw in 2008. The big question, Mike, of course, is, which is still unanswered and no one really knows, is this a Ukrainian-type spike, which corrected eventually, although I would note that it did take months for that price to turn. We weren't talking weeks there, or something like the elevated price levels that we saw after the Arab Spring back in 2011, 2012, which we measured in years. And it all revolves around the Straits of Hormuz. They are effectively closed. I think, as you just mentioned, Mike, that is almost an unprecedented situation for this thing to be closed as it is. Once it is navigable, prices should subside, but no one knows when that will be. So to trot out another aphorism, uncertainty is kryptonite for financial markets. And we saw that during the day yesterday because share markets across Asia got absolutely hammered. The Nikkei in the end fell over 5%. Another measure, the topics there, fell almost 4%. The Korean market was down 6%. That was over 8% lower at one point. Just a few things to consider, Mike, that maybe haven't been sort of universally talked about. You shut the Straits of Hormuz, you've got these people producing oil on the downstream from the Strait of Hormuz. If they've got no empty ships coming in, they've got to store the oil. If they've got nowhere to store the oil, they have to close down production. And the thing here is you can't restart production as quickly as you can shut it down. So you've got to put that into the timeline, a whole lot of uncertainty around that. There's also an undercurrent of scepticism about the medium-term prognosis here. You know, is it realistic to assume that in a month this conflict will be effectively resolved? And if not, will there be a term geopolitical premium built into the oil price, you know, for some time? But now overnight, of course, we've had the announcement about potential tapping of strategic reserves, so everything has calmed down, thank the Lord. US share markets are lower, but nowhere near the degree that we saw in the Asian markets yesterday. So that carnage has sort of gone away, all settled back, as you said, under $100 a barrel. So We will just work through another day today.
Indeed. To bring it back here, so I'm watching the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister. She's with us after 7:30, by the way. So we seem okay for supply on water and on land, but fertiliser, once again, I note, is potentially an issue.
Yeah, well, there are a number of issues. We are completely dependent on imported supply, of course. It's not just petrol. We tend to think about our cars. We've also got jet fuel. You've got diesel, which sort of powers the agricultural and the industrial economy. And there are a couple of boats on the way, as you say. We don't know the breakdown of what types of fuel they are carrying. But, yes, it's not just fuel. There's also fertilizer, and the price of that is going up because a whole lot of that comes through the Straits of Hormuz as well. So that will feed through potentially into food prices. At the moment, we don't have a great deal of clarity on supply and demand situation there. So you've got fuel, you've got food, you've got fertilizer, potential price issues at the same time possibly impacting on growth. So what does that do? That feeds into what the RBNZ has to think about. Now, Mike, the local interest rate market went into absolute overdrive yesterday. So swap rates, which are important for setting mortgages, they spiked. They were up over 20 basis points. That is a massive move in one day. So, and then I was looking at where the market is pricing what the RBNZ is going to do. At one point, the market was pricing more than two interest rate hikes by September. By the end of the day, that had settled down a bit. We're looking at two hikes by December. Of course, the local share market fell over 3%. That is a very material move. You take out COVID, March 2020. It's only happened a handful of times. Air New Zealand, unsurprisingly, got smacked down almost 8%. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, big part of the market, almost 5%. Tourism Holdings, 5.5%. Let's just say it wasn't a lot of fun yesterday, Mike. No. Everything has settled down there. And I just want to close out with a note, sort of investors and KiwiSaver people out there. You've got to focus on the long term here. This short-term dislocation is part and parcel of what markets do, and Mike, it too shall pass.
It always does. What are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow Jones is down 387 points, which is 0.8%, 47,115. The S&P 500 is down 0.3%, so these aren't huge moves, 20.6720, and the NASDAQ a second ago, it was actually up. It's now down 30 points, which is 0.14%, so all quite calm, 22,355. The FTSE lost 0.2% in the end, 10,263. The Nikkei, down 2,892 points, quite a big number, 52,728. The Shanghai Composite down 0.2%, 4096. The Aussies yesterday had a pretty bad day, down 2.85%. 251 points, 8599, and the NZX 50 closed 13,098, as I said. I think markets should bounce back a little bit today.
Yep.
Kiwi dollar, 0.5927, that's okay, against the US, 0.84 against the Aussie, 0.5111 against the euro, 0.4422 against the pound, 93.66 Japanese yen, gold 5,150, and when I last checked Brent crude, $99.74.
Okay, Mike, catch up tomorrow. Andrew Callahan, Shaw and Partners.